First of all, I this seems rudimentary, but there are probably people who don't really understand what the Purple Heart is. It, of course, is a military decoration, but it doesn't go to just everybody.
No, it does not. It goes to men and women in various wars that we have had, if they've been injured. And it actually was started by George Washington, and then it just formed into the Purple Heart. And so it's given to all the men and women who were injured in many of the different wars that we've had.
And the Purple Heart Foundation that you were a part of in Wake Forest was the first in North Carolina?
That is correct, yes.
And how did it come about?
Well, Greg Harrington, Lisa Hayes, and Mike Johnson, they were three friends who did a lot of volunteering and decided they wanted to do something in Wake Forest to honor veterans, and that's how they come across, let's do it for our Purple Heart recipients and to recognize them and to put this great banquet on for them. And it's nothing showy or flashy. It's our way to honor all these men and women and just to thank them for serving our country and unfortunately being injured.
Well, first of all, Renee, how did you get involved with the Purple Heart Foundation?
Well, I'm a veteran Air Force and Marine, and I'm part of the American Legion. And one day I was bringing the flags back from putting them up all around the roundabouts. And one of our members, Rich Hereau, come up and said, "Will you serve?" And I'm like, "Serve what?" He said, "I'm going to put your name in for the Purple Heart Foundation board." And how can I say no to that? Love volunteering. And so about 5 years ago, got on the board. And then this year is my first time being co-chair, and Marty Coward is co-chair with me as well.
And David, how did you get involved?
Same person. Rick Hereau asked me to do it. We try to keep one Purple Heart recipient on the board, and there was another gentleman that was, one of the original members, and he passed away, and they needed someone to fill in. And Mr. Hereau, Colonel in U.S. Army, retired, has a very good way of asking people to be on different things. I'm on a few things in Wake Forest because of him.
Yeah, a lot of people have that skill of having a way to ease people onto boards and commissions and other things that are of good to the community. Now, how did the banquet come about?
Well, with Greg, Lisa, and Mike, that's when they formed that 16 years ago.
Was the organization formed for the banquet, or was that just an offshoot of the organization?
No, it never was. They formed it themselves, and then it turned into them doing a nonprofit. And once that formed, there were many other communities across North Carolina that liked what we had done, and they based their banquets off of us, and then it turned into Wake Forest being designated the first Purple Heart community. So when you come into Wake Forest, you see we're a Purple Heart community. That's what that means.
And you told me that it's always on the first Saturday in August?
Correct. The first Saturday in August, because August 7th is Purple Heart Day. And so we try to get it as close to August 7th as possible. And then everyone just remembers, and all of our wonderful recipients that we have every year, it just, they know that first Saturday in August, they will be honored at the banquet.
Mark it on that calendar. David, how many Purple Heart recipients do we have living in the Triangle? Do we know?
No, I don't. Well, someone might know. I don't know. I know at the banquet we had several years ago, we had as many as, I believe it was 82 recipients come. And each recipient gets three extra tickets to bring family. So we ended up having approximately 800 people show up for a banquet.
And Renee, you mentioned that Wake Forest was the first, but I take it there are imitators around the state now.
And there are, yes. I believe in Greensboro, Fayetteville area, but they based it on the banquet that we had put together.
Now let's get some of the specifics about the banquet itself. It is on August the 2nd, and where is it going to be?
Richland Creek Community Church in Wake Forest.
And where in Wake Forest is that?
That's on Burlington Road, and it is, we always like to keep it within, we will always keep it in Wake Forest. And Richland Creek Community Church is amazing. Couldn't do it without them because their church is large enough for us to hold, like David said, you know, up to 800 people. And 1 year we did. We, between the general public, our recipients, their guests, all of our volunteers there helping, we were able to have it there.
And this gets underway in the afternoon?
Correct. We have a nice reception for our Purple Heart recipients. They come in between 2:45 and 3:00. then they can all have their time together from 3 to 4. And 4 o'clock, we open the doors to the general public. Anyone is invited. They can go onto our website and purchase a ticket. It's $25. And we have the Butcher's Market catering this year. And it's just Tony Dries is our guest speaker, an incredible. He's a Purple Heart recipient also, travels all over the country. And we have the JROTC from Wake Forest. They're a part of it. All of our volunteers that help us, we couldn't do it without all of them.
Now, I noticed in the brochure there were sponsorships mentioned. Are they still available?
Oh, yes. Up until the day of. You call me up and you want to be a sponsor, we would absolutely love that. We have from businesses to individuals. We have also someone sent in money, said, I want to sponsor a veteran. So that money, we can take that ticket or that money and sponsor a veteran and buy a ticket for someone that would like to come.
And as you mentioned, that you've got all these different sponsorship levels going up in price, but the smaller sponsorships are quite inexpensive.
They are, yes. The lowest is $100, and you had your name in the program. And then as it goes up to $250, the tickets, like I said, are $25 each. So if you sponsor at $250, your name is in the program, you get 2 tickets. And with each sponsorship, depending on the level, you get that amount of tickets, and then we reserve. We have, when you come walking into the banquet, we have everyone's name on a reservation list, and they're all tables, numbers are seated for everyone before they get there.
Well, Renee and David, thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk about the big banquet coming up on August 2nd from the Wake Forest Purple Heart Foundation, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you about it again a little bit closer to the banquet.
That would be great.
Too.
I just want to say everyone is invited, so please come to the website, purchase a ticket, and this banquet is an incredible, just honoring. It's very humbling to be there and just to honor David. He's a Purple Heart recipient, and all the other men and women.